Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to today's Battleground America podcast. Okay, a couple interesting stats I thought I'd share. Keep spirits up while the polls are down for Donald Trump. Latest stats from his wildly popular Florida rally. They're interesting. 16% of the attendees at the rally were Democrats. 24% didn't vote in 2016. If those numbers held up statewide or even countrywide, Trump will crush his opponent. But that's a lot of ifs. Another interesting thing here. We're told to believe that Joe Biden is up 7 to 10 points nationwide. Maybe he is. But there's an interesting poll out of Pennsylvania by the Trafalgar Group. It was released on Tuesday. It shows President Trump and Joe Biden in a statistical tie in Pennsylvania. That means they're within the 3-point margin of error in these polls. Now, that's a better showing for Trump than a September poll by the same pollster that showed Biden leading him by a couple of points. So, folks, even though Joe is technically up, he's at 47.4 in PA, and Trump's at 45.1, that's still considered a tie because it's within the 3-point margin of error. If that is the case and that is accurate, there is no way, if the two of them are statistically tied in Pennsylvania, that Biden is up 7 to 10 points nationwide. Those two things are both, they're impossible. Both can't be true at the same time. Pennsylvania is truly a blue state. It's not even really a purple state when you look at the registration. So, I mean, there's no way both those things are true. We will see going forward. Okay, folks, we're going to do the whole podcast today from the Not News file. Yep, Not News file. That's where I keep the news that should be news. That would be huge news if it were happening to Trump. It's happening to Biden, so it's not news at all. Can you imagine if the former White House doctor, in this case, Ronny Jackson, this is a guy who's the White House, official White House doctor under Obama and Trump, and then he retired, had said about Trump that he was not mentally fit to hold office. And then Dr. Jackson had laid out the reasons he does not believe that he is mentally fit. It would dominate the news for these last weeks of the election. We would be replayed over and over and over, and they'd have experts on to comment on it and talk about it. Because this is a highly credible person. This is the White House doctor under Barack Obama. Well, it happened. And here's the thing. We know the media knows it because the campaign press corps, these specific reporters dedicated to follow the campaign, were on a White House conference call when Jackson hopped on and delivered his diagnosis of Biden's mental fitness. Which, folks, I mean, I'm not being mean here. I mean, when you have TV anchors on Sky News in Australia joking in the middle of their newscast about Joe Biden, God bless him, having dementia, this is an international joke because it's so obvious. Anyway, we know the media knows because they were on the conference call. Only one reporter reported it. Former Hill reporter at The Hill, John Solomon, who now publishes his own site called Just the News. Everybody else in the conference call blacked it out, all the mainstream media sources. Folks, think about the ramifications and implications of that. Jackson explained, look, this is dangerous. We can have foreign adversaries taking advantage of Biden's mental state. And it didn't sway them. Blacked out. Which should make you wonder, what else aren't they telling us about Joe Biden? Well, I can guarantee they won't tell you this. Stunning news has just broken here. Joe Biden has denied knowing anything about his son Hunter's involvement serving on the board of Burisma. Didn't know anything, didn't meet anybody involved. I had no idea, Joe said. Turns out Joe did have an idea. Yep, because the hard drive of Hunter's laptop has been recovered. And on it is an email from Vadim Poskyarsky. He is the number three in charge at Burisma, where Hunter was paid $50,000 a month to be on the board, despite having absolutely no experience in anything the company did. According to the email that has been recovered, it reads, "Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to DC and giving me an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together." An earlier email from Paul Scharsky asks Hunter for, quote, advice on how you could use your influence on the company's behalf. Joe ultimately would do that by getting a prosecutor who was investigating Burisma criminally and Hunter specifically fired. And he used U.S. foreign aid money, hung it in the balance. You're either going to fire him or you're not getting the money. And then Joe, who was not the brightest, he can't be, goes on camera and brags about it, getting him fired. Remember this?
"We're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. As I looked, I said, we're leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a got fired."
That prosecutor, Mr. Shokin, would later testify under oath that he'd made specific plans to investigate Burisma that included, quote, interrogations and other crime investigation procedures into all members of the executive board, including Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden used our foreign aid money to persuade them to fire the guy. Okay, so we now have an email talking about the number three at Burisma meeting with Biden. Biden now claims he knows nothing at all about Hunter's activities. Here's when he told Axios that.
"What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?"
"I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board. And that was it. And there's nobody..."
"Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?"
"No, because I trust my son."
"But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?"
Unless there was something that was... there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong. So, look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is..."
So
these guys are amazing.
He didn't know until after his son was on the board. Clearly now a lie, now that we have the email. By the way, do you know how they got the email? Hunter Biden took his MacBook to one of those computer repair places and it had been, you know, submerged in water and had it repaired, never paid, never picked it up. Well, you know, they have those clauses that it becomes the property of the shop after so much time. Yeah. Well, the owner was able to recover the emails and other stuff on the computer, which included, are you ready for this? A 12-minute video that appears, this is according to the New York Post, to show Hunter smoking crack while engaged in a sex act with an unidentified woman, as well as numerous other sexually explicit images. Okay, let's just paint the picture of where we are right now in this country. Do you remember when Donald Trump Jr. was hauled in before Congress, testified for hours under oath, because he made the mistake, never did anything as illegal as smoking crack on camera, he made the mistake of talking to a woman who was Russian. A woman, it turns out, had been prepped for the meeting with him by Perkins Coie while they were in the employ of Hillary Clinton. They never called her in. It's okay if she talks to Russians and gets paid by them. But Hunter Biden? Nah, we're not interested. Now, think about this, how big of a deal this is. Do you remember the two reasons they impeached Trump? One of the two was for the conversation that he had trying to get to the bottom of this. So we now know what appear to be bribes were paid, money exchanged hands. We know what quid pro quo got for that. Trump was absolutely in the right to investigate this. Trump got impeached for it. Nobody ever even bothered to haul Hunter before Congress. Remember Lindsey Graham? Well, I like Joe, and I'm not. Oh, I can't have any of them down here. They had no problems dragging Don Jr. before Congress, and he didn't take any bribe money. And we now know Joe lied about it. When he said, oh, I didn't find out till it, you know, that he served on the board till after. Well, those emails are dated right in the middle. You know, when Joe met with the number three at Burisma on Hunter's behalf, while Hunter was being paid at least $50,000 a month. And for the crime of wanting to investigate this now obvious and documented corruption, Trump was impeached. And Hunter and Joe came out completely unscathed. It's unbelievable. What do you want to bet? Nobody in the mainstream media ever asks Joe about it, ever. Because that's what they do now. An amazing admission from CNN Democrat posing as a reporter, Brian Stelter, on his Twitter feed, basically admitting, I was saying the quiet part out loud, that the media covers for Biden and savages Trump. Here's what he tweeted. East Coast news companies and West Coast tech companies are increasingly being put in a position of protecting the public from the American president's dangerous democracy eroding lies. Stunning. What do they mean? Well, we've got to censor it. I mean, we can't have news out there if it's not appropriate for you to know about. He's not the first to say it, by the way. Stunning statement by Chris Cuomo, also of CNN, to that same effect earlier this year.
People who are saying you didn't fact check the Democrats, they are not lying the way Trump does.
Trump's never lied like this. He exaggerates sometimes, but lie like this? Nah. Now, there'd be congressional hearings over this if it was Trump. And if it was Don Jr. who had done this, he'd already be in prison. Coming up next, a caricature in cancel culture. My interview with Ray Lee Klein. Wait till you hear how she lost her job at her college. Folks, this is a preview of what's coming in our society. Up next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, welcome back. We're talking to Ray Lee Klein. She's a Cheyenne, Wyoming native at Arizona State College, and she's having to sue the college. Wait till you hear why. And folks, this is a primary example of the truth over facts way. Biden said that it was a gaffe, or maybe he was telling the truth. Way that our society operates now. Wait until you hear why Ray Lee Klein has had to sue the university. Tell us your story. You work for the radio station there, which I think is awesome. I wish I'd done that in college.
Thank you. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I was the station manager of the student-run radio station, Blaze Radio, at Arizona State University. As my second year into the position, you know, we're starting to get programming going, and then I tweeted an article from the New York Post that kind of just outlined the alleged arrest warrant for Jacob Blake and very grotesquely detailed the sexual assault allegations. And, you know, I thought it was a very, very interesting article and I thought it was relevant to the story. So I shared it on my personal account with the caption, "There's always more to the story, folks. Please take the time to read this article about Jacob Blake's arrest warrant. You'll be quite disgusted." And you just got an enormous amount of backlash from students in school within Blaze. And, you know, they called for my resignation from the position, and I refused to resign. And so it just was ongoing battles between me and our board of directors, and nobody really budged. So then it went, you know, to the dean of the school, who avoided stepping in initially, but then when, you know, she kind of had to make a decision, then made that decision to remove me from the position.
Okay, so for background for folks, Jacob Blake is the guy who was shot in Kenosha, Wisconsin, and shot four times in the back. We later got video of him fighting with police officers, running around the front of the car. There were three kids in the car, in the back of the car. And so, you know, the idea that he should just be allowed to drive away with a knife, which he later admitted he had, is an interesting concept. But the reason that Jacob Blake went to the house that day, and the reason that the police were called, and we later would learn from the 911 call that the police did know of his sexual assault background and the pending charges against him for sexual assault. And it is that sexual assault, Raylee Klein, that you were that was discussed in the New York Post article, correct, that you tweeted?
Yeah.
Right. So this is the actual police report. This is indisputable. This is not, you know, he's a bad guy because I think he sexually assaulted somebody. This is a guy who's literally charged with sexual assault. And this is the police responding to a panicked woman who he's gone on her property uninvited. So that's all you did, Raylee. Did you do any broadcasting about this or anything? It was just the tweet?
Yeah, it was just the tweet from my personal page.
Wow. Cancel culture has gone even further than I thought. And that's wild, too, because it's New York Post, pretty mainstream news outlet. I mean, it's not a far right conspiracy site by any stretch of the imagination. So all you wrote was always more to the story. Please read this article to get the background of Jacob Blake's a warrant. You'll be quite disgusted. How does this make you feel as a woman? Because, you know, it's one thing to say, okay, well, we can investigate and we can check out the circumstances around the shooting of Jacob Blake, and we can debate those. That's fine. But to turn him into a hero with Kamala Harris going to his family's house and telling him over the phone, because he was in the hospital, we're proud of you. She used the word proud. I mean, how does that make you feel as a woman? This is a guy accused of sexual assault and the second woman terrified that he's on her property and he won't leave.
Right. That was, you know, my perspective of sharing the article initially was reading it as a woman, was just terribly disgusted that any other woman would have to go through something like this. And I thought it was extremely relevant for, you know, my followers to understand and be aware of as well.
So give me a little more detail on what happened. They got this petition up, and Orwell would have loved the wording of the petition, because I threw my head back and laughed when I read it. I'm like, they are not serious. Here's what it says. After recent tweets regarding Jacob Blake, Raylee Klein has proven that her facts are biased and not welcomed by all.
Yeah, I read that petition and honestly just laughed through the whole thing, because there's so much wrong with it grammatically and actually, like, sentences like that. But I mean, the petition was honestly just another attempt to pressure me into resigning in my own will, which is, like, not happening, wasn't happening, period. So no matter what they did, I wasn't going to change my stance. And so, you know, that whole thing was just pretty laughable to me.
So tell me what happened after that with the administration.
So the board and I had quite a few meetings to try to come to an agreement. They even hired a professional mediator to come in and sit us all down in person, and it didn't work. It didn't go anywhere.
Wait, hold on. This is the board of the radio station?
Yeah.
Okay.
The board of directors.
Yes.
So they're also students. We're all hired and paid by the university. And so the meetings, you know, they didn't go anywhere. So then the dean of the Cronkite School kind of stepped in and had some meetings with the board, had some phone calls with me separately, and just kind of thought that it was in the best interest of everybody to kind of push me and remove me from the position. They offered me several different options to take in place of it. You know, they said they could create my own radio station. They offered me a position with the board of directors. So it's kind of a demotion, just working on, you know, journalism ethics and implicit bias. First Amendment thing.
They could use a course in journalism ethics, these people. Biased facts? Facts are facts. I've been a journalist for a long time. I have a journalism degree from UNC Chapel Hill. I used to work as a reporter. Facts are facts. They're stubborn things.
Yeah, and sometimes the truth hurts, right? Like, it is what it is, and that just because it isn't the easiest pill to swallow doesn't mean that it needs to be told, and there can be two truths to the same story. And so it was so disheartening to see my peers not only say that the New York Post was extremely unreliable, but that the written police reports couldn't be trusted because police lie and they can't go off of that. And so they were upset that I was using that information as, you know, my standing of how factual it really was.
Police lie. Okay, so wait. Hold on. This is my other thing with this. What happened to the whole Me Too thing? I thought we were supposed to believe women, especially when they filed charges because a guy raped them. Mm-hmm. Or violated them anyway. I've read the police report. I know what he did. I mean, what happened to Me Too? I thought we were supposed to believe her, but now what? We don't believe her and we don't believe the police? I mean, the police just take the report. Right. I can't believe these people.
Yeah, they got questioned on that definitely from a lot of different angles. And I guess it just didn't fit the agenda in this instance, so it doesn't really apply.
Well, I have to commend you because most people make the mistake of folding and you didn't. And that takes a lot of backbone when it's everyone against you and they're calling you every horrible thing. I'm sure you've been called a racist and worst.
Oh, yeah. Racist was nice compared to what I've got.
Wow. You know, I'm listening to this. I've got a 12-year-old daughter. She's my oldest. And I mean, my husband and I are debating, is college even attendable for normal people anymore? I mean, is college attendable if you've had to go through this?
You just got to really have to have a strong head on your shoulders. You know what I mean? You have to be able to navigate and understand what you're up against and what you're about to go through, because it isn't easy, you know, especially in the world of journalism. There's so much, but I don't think it should scare anybody away from pursuing their dreams.
Now, you are suing the university. Tell us about that.
So we haven't actually filed a lawsuit or anything yet. Right now, we're just going through ongoing discussions. I've got a group of attorneys and a lead attorney that are working with the university to try to find a resolution. But if it doesn't go anywhere, then we will pursue a lawsuit.
And you want your job back?
I do. I think more importantly, though, it's not just about the job to me or about the money, because, you know, the bigger picture in this is, of course, censorship and the cancel culture that is happening on college campuses. And I think, oh, I know a lot of students in not only my school, but across the country have gone through something similar and had their voice silenced or refuted or bullied. And so, you know, I hope that this sets a precedence for students to get the confidence to be able to speak up and know that they're backed by their constitution, and also for university to realize that they have to take a step back in their censorship and their applications of their guidelines or rules or whatever you want to call it in limiting free speech, because that's the bigger issue and what I hope is resolved through this.
Absolutely. We're going to be pulling for you, and I'd love to check back in with you and see how it's going. Please don't knuckle under, because if they can do this to you, you will become the precedent and they'll feel justified in what they do. You have to make it hurt.
Right, exactly.
Just keep a career in talk radio in mind for the future, will you? It's a wonderful way to make a living, if such a thing is still allowed 5 years from now, which is up in the air right now.
Exactly. Let's hope so.
I know. All right, Raylee Klein, thank you so much for joining us today for the Battleground Podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
And thank you for listening to the Battleground Podcast today. Please subscribe and share with your friends and family across the country.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.